Father, we pray that as we continue tonight to look at this thing called faith as the means of loving, but also, Father, as the means of intimacy with you, that it will once again reflect on the importance of the few days that we have left on earth before we're summoned home individually or corporately. We value each day. Father, we desire so much to take full advantage of the few days we have left in our life, to be transformed into the image of your Son, to manifest this love, to draw attention to the person of Christ in the short time we have. It just isn't enough time, Heavenly Father, for the judging, the separating, the hating, the anger, the frustrations, so many related to the cosmos, the world, material things. So, Father, we pray that tonight the Spirit will just open our eyes again to understanding faith, not just simply, Father, to love, but to enjoy intimacy with you while here in the flesh. We pray these things now, Father, in Christ's name. Amen. Okay. We are in the midst now of looking at the means of loving as Christ loved, and we are just briefly looking at some pertinent passages that deal with faith, and I do solicit your comments, your questions in regard to faith, trust, believe. If you have a problem with any of these words, different concepts that you might see in them, or these verses we're briefly going to look at, please feel very free to state them and raise your hand. All we got through was really one, and we were in the midst of looking at another. So let's just quickly look at 2 Corinthians 5:7. This was the first one we looked at. 2 Corinthians 5:7. We have some capers in Florida who had to vacate their home and things, so please be in prayer for the people in that area, especially Phyllis Music, who's diligently into what we're doing here and in so many different ways. So please be in prayer for her and her friends and people there. She's just a wonderful trooper and just walks very slowly, led by the Spirit. She goes to actually two different kinds of churches. One is sort of like an inner city type of thing. It's not just so much a church, but they work with people who need help and different things, and she works there constantly. And it's taken her quite a while, but she's just not sort of an oxymoron. She's not a pussy woman. Now, women, ladies, don't get upset with me. I was just being funny. My goodness. All right. But she's just been very patient, but she's just now given both of her pastors the Galatians series, but she's kind of warmed them up to the whole points and things, and both are responding very well. But please be in prayer for her and so many that are in that area at this time. Then continue to be in prayer for Ian McGrath, and as he continues battling through. I've not heard any report, and neither is Carol, because he's out. As I said, he's going to go to the small little churches, villages, and meet with people almost one-on-one. And so in that respect. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we looked at verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We went through that, and we talked about walking by faith and not by other things, not by strict code and things like that, but simply walking by faith. We didn't note the context, and it's kind of interesting context in dealing with